Adhyatmic importance of Mahashivratri. The people of Bharat believe God Shiv to be Mukteshwar, that is, the Lord who brings about liberation, and Papkateshwar, that is, the destroyer of sins. It is believed in Bharat that God Shiv is Ashutosh, meaning he is the one who is pleased soon and easily. And he is Avdhardani as well, meaning he is the one who grants boon easily. With this very feeling, people offer water to Shiv and worship him. But a question arises, despite worshipping God Shiv constantly throughout the life and observing Jagran, that is vigil, Vrat, that is fast, etc. with faith every year on Shivratri, why aren't the sins and sufferings of a human being destroyed? Why doesn't he obtain everlasting happiness and peace? After all, what is the easy method of pleasing God Shiv? What is the actual importance of Shivratri? How should we celebrate Shivratri, and what is the relation of Mahashiv, that is the great Shiv, with Ratri, that is night? Mahashivratri is a very important festival for the entire humanity. Ratri means night or darkness. It becomes difficult to see anything in the night and people keep wandering to achieve their aim. Ratri represents extreme ignorance and immorality in this world. Human life is very stressful and everyone is so busy that they don't even know this clearly. Humanity is heading towards which direction? Vices in the form of lust, anger, greed, attachment, and ego have seized every human being with the darkness in the form of ignorance. This itself is Ratri, meaning the night of ignorance. That night of the darkness of ignorance proves beneficial for every human being. How? According to the words of the Gita, Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya, whenever the true religion is defamed, meaning Jab Jab Hoye Dharm Ki Glani, Bade Asur Adham Abhimani, Tab Tab Leta Prabhu Manu Sharira. That is, whenever the true religion is defamed and there is increase in the number of demons, lowly ones and egoistic ones, God takes on a human body. Human beings celebrate the festival of Mahashivratri out of happiness of the incarnation of God. But they don't know that God, he has a unique birth. He isn't born like we human beings. For this, it is mentioned in the Gita, Praveshtum, meaning, I am capable to enter. He can enter means he has divine birth. Jnan Surya Prakta Agyan Andher Vinash, that is, when the sun of knowledge rises, the darkness of ignorance is destroyed. It means, when the human beings are trapped in the clutches of vices in the form of lust, anger, greed, attachment, and ego, when they start considering irreligiousness itself to be religiousness, God comes and awakens us by giving us the light of knowledge in such a deep night. In the remembrance of it, people observe Jagran on the day of Shivratri. It means to wake up from the sleep of ignorance. On the day of Mahashivratri, there is special importance of Bel Patra, that is, leaves of the Agal Mamalos tree having three leaves, that is, trifoliate form. It is offered to God Shiv. The three leaves of Bel Patra are the remembrance of the three workers of Trimurti Shiv, Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. Through these three personalities, who are the highest among the 33 crore deities, God Shiv has the tasks performed in practice to bring about benefit to the world. It means, establishment of the divine world through Brahma, destruction of the old demonic world through Shankar, and sustenance of the divine world through Vishnu. People observe Upvas, that is, fast on this day. Up means close, Vas means to sit. It means to be close to God lovingly and devotedly itself is the real Upvas. In the path of bhakti, we observe upvas for just one day, that is, we stay close to him for one day by doing bhakti, worshipping and reciting praises for him lovingly. Because of it, the mind attains peace for few seconds. If we recognize the real form of God who has come in the corporeal form, we will be able to attain inexhaustible happiness and peace by always staying close to him. Shankar alone is called Shantideva, that is, the deity of peace. Peace is established in the entire world through him. He himself is the first man of this world who is called Vamadideva Purusha Purana, Gita chapter 11, shlok 38, in the Gita. It isn't that he is just related to the Hindu religion, rather he is praised and accepted in every religion. He is known as Adam among the Muslims, Adam among the Christians, and Adinath among the Jains. Today, all of us celebrate Mahashivratri in the very remembrance of the incarnation of Shiv Shankar Bholenath, that is the Lord of the Innocent Ones. To know about the incarnation of Shiv plus Shankar Bholenath, contact us at Om Shanti.